The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky.
Well, July has arrived, and all around the country, small and large festivals are kicking off. Jugglers, fire eaters, and stilt walkers are being drafted in to entertain the crowds. And it's a business that's on the up, as Liam Geraghty has been finding out.
Look, you just love making people laugh. You want a connection with the audience. That's the biggest thing. So whether you're doing magic or juggling, you bring people up.
Street entertainers like stilt walkers or fire breathers are staples of any festival or family fun event. But it hasn't always been that way.
I moved to Ireland in the early 90s, 93. There wasn't a lot around.
That's Jeff Keogh, who runs Brilliant Events, an entertainment agency based in Kildare.
There was like the Dice Man.
There's also plans to erect a statue to him.
And that was pretty much it. And people were kind of shocked. I was working as a clown at the time. And people were like, you'll dress up? You know, so there was the market was wide open and very exciting time. There were no real entertainers, so you kind of had to create the industry. But then after working as an entertainer for a while, I made friends. I saw who was good. There were a few other people around. There was enough of us to get something started. And so that's how I progressed into the running the entertainment agency. This is going to be a juggling workshop, or as I like to call it, sphere management. So it is, you bring people in and you just teach them how to juggle. So the first thing you need is a healthy disrespect for gravity. Because gravity's just making us stick to the earth, and it's just like, why? You know, we don't need that. We could all be floating around and have little tethers, and we wouldn't need cars. It'd be fantastic. Anyway, I'm digressing.
Jeff is teaching me to juggle.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
I've dropped already. Oh, no. Okay.
This might take a while. Jeff has a whole network of entertainers, including Robert.
My name's Robert Downs, and I'm a children's entertainer, drama teacher, and I work in theatre and facilitation. You have rehearsals with a play or, you know, in a film, you've got time to prepare before you go out. When you're doing street performance stuff, especially like some venues, you know, we wouldn't have a changing room. You're getting into your costumes in a car and then running out and doing the thing. So you kind of have to be good on your feet, and it's a lot of improv. So you kind of have to be very used to working with kids and, you know, but it's great crack.
One of the double acts Robert performs is cops and robbers.
So I would walk around with a notebook and I would stop at them and I'd say, hello, my name is Officer Friendly, Officer Very Friendly. I'm currently looking for a burglar. I don't know if you've seen him now. He's been running around the park. We've had reports of him running around the park all day. You wouldn't be able to help me out now, kids, would you? And they'll all, one kid will say it to another kid, and then all of a sudden you've got like 50 kids around you. They're like, where's the burglar? We want to get him.
You know, who are the kids rooting for?
It depends. Sometimes they really, really hate the cop and they're all for helping the robber hide. In Harold's Cross there the other day, the kids were, I mean, running after the burglar and trying to rugby tackle him to the ground. So
very law-abiding children in Harold's Cross.
All of the law-abiding children in Harold's Cross, they were very concerned with justice.
My name's Jack Wise. I'm a professional magician, ventriloquist and sword swallower. When I was about 12 or 13, there used to be a kind of a remnant space behind our house, a good derelict land, and there was an old guy who had a vegetable patch there, and I used to pull up the vegetables and throw them over the garden wall, and one day he caught me, he dragged me into his house, which of course now you would never hear something like that happen. Police would be called. The guy was sitting there and I thought he was going to call the police and my parents. I was like, oh man. He took out three cards and after berating me for a while, and he started showing me card tricks, and he taught me the three card trick, but he actually took at the time it was a pound note. That'll tell you how old I am. I'm now 45. So he took a pound note from me, which was my pocket money, because I bet on the game, but he taught me it, and that was it. That was it. I was fascinated.
As for learning how to sword swallow,
I saw a guy in Donegal at a festival. He sword swallowed and I was like, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen. I have to learn this. So, no internet, went back to the library and they knew me. They were like, here's this strange child. What does he want now? And I got a book called Memoirs of a Sword Swallower, which is still available by a guy called Daniel Mannix, who is the kid who ran away with the circus.
Jack says one of the benefits of performing to large crowds regularly is the free advertising.
I think the show, if you do a good show, it does a lot to sell. You know, it's word of mouth. Most of my business is word of mouth, certainly 90% of it. Go out, do a good show, make sure everybody laughs, has a good time.
And coming to a town near you with his killer new juggling skills.
One and two. One and two. Ooh.
All right, so we've got an opening on Saturday.
Yes! Just need some clown makeup. I'm there.
We finally lost him to the circus. It was only a matter of time. Liam Geraghty reporting there.